Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 309 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Now listen, if you hear any noise in the background, it is my new pal, my puppy. I have a dog named Hulk. He's a Great Dane puppy. He's taking a nap right now, which they seem to sleep a lot and grow a lot, but he's fantastic, and I'm very happy to have him here. He's 10 weeks old and a bit crazy, so I'm trying to record this while he's taking his mid-afternoon nap, along with his morning nap, and of course there'll be his evening nap. He's living the life. So, man, what... This impeachment thing, okay, first of all, I mean, we know that the Senate is not going to go through the Senate because they won't get 17 Republican senators to go along with impeaching Trump and keeping him from running for future office, et cetera, et cetera. But it's playing out, you know, it'll be good when he's out of the news. I'll tell you that. I am enjoying the fact that I don't know what President Biden did today. I have no idea. And I've been watching, they've been keeping tally on the number of days he's been in office without playing golf. So that's a good thing. The Democrats laid out the case. The video, if you saw it, showed just, I mean, if this was a regular criminal case, it'd be an open and shut case. If you had a video of you calling people to arms and saying there's going to be trouble and keep fighting and stuff like that, and then you see the people basically doing exactly what Dear Leader told them to do, then there'd be no question of the leader being guilty of inciting the mob, right? But this is totally different because we have a Senate that, I mean, you talk about being willfully ignorant, they wouldn't even watch the video, right? Hawley's looking at some papers that he never read before, and they're all just looking down. And then this, I mean, okay, let's talk about how crazy the cults are when it comes to defending Trump. OAN, okay, and you know, OAN is a news network that took up where Fox left off. Like, Fox is bad enough. OAN said, we're just going all the way. So you know who they blame this uprising on? Not Trump. It was obviously... Okay, I'm going to just read the quote. This is from an OAN narrator on their news. Quote, there's no evidence to suggest that President Trump coordinated with city officials to create some sort of route for protesters to go from the White House to the Capitol. It was, in fact, Pierre L'Enfant, the architect of Washington, D.C., who designed all streets to head to the Capitol, designed the city to ensure all roads lead to the beacon of democracy he placed at the center of the Capitol. Yes, that's whose fault it was. Pierre L'Enfant, who was contracted by George Washington in 1781 to design Washington, D.C. Of course it was his fault that all roads lead to the Capitol. Trump had nothing to do with it. He just said, hey, wander down a road, and that road happened to go to the Capitol. It is... they reach, right? And then you have... And again, if this was a regular court case, okay... That's when, forget about that, what if Obama did it. We're not even talking about that. If this was a regular court case, what would it be like? I mean, you had three senators, okay? Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, Mike Lee. They met with Trump's lawyers before day two because Trump's lawyers did so bad on day one. I don't know if Bruce Castor is still talking, just rambling, a speech that went nowhere, sort of like Grandpa Simpson without the funny. He watched the video. He said the video was so compelling that he had to change his whole defense strategy. There's a lawyer you want. There's a lawyer you want when you're in court for him to say, wow, that prosecution was really good. I'm not ready for this. Let me try and fool him. Oh, I'm laughing to keep from crying. It is, It is unreal. But anyway, for these three senators to meet with the defense team before the second day, that would be like you're on trial. The prosecution provides super strong evidence and video. And the judge says, you know, before we continue, let me talk with the defense and get their strategy right. I mean, they're laughing at this. The only reason it's a mockery, not because they say it's a mockery, but because the Senate Republican senators have already said that they're not going to vote before any evidence was presented before. And they said, no, it's not going to happen. So we know the impeachment isn't going to happen, but watching it one more time, the ease with which they ignore the law, the Constitution, their responsibility to the people, the way they put party and now cult above nation, and the whole thing, they just do it because they're afraid Trump will endorse some candidate running against him in a primary and they'd lose their job. They have no morals, it is disgusting. These, you know, and we could go on and on about the mob that attacked the Capitol and how they, you know, they have to get a special jail for the guy with the furry hat so he can get organic food. And they do that again. They moved him from a special jail in Phoenix to a special jail in Virginia. And the other one, the woman, they let her take her vacation in Mexico because, you know, it was prepaid. So she had to go and all these things that these people should have been rounded up and taken straight to Gitmo. How great would that have been? Insurgents, terrorists, whatever. Take them to Gitmo where they belong, but none of that's going to happen. I think the only good for me in this is that it will go away. We'll finally be able to just, and you know, God bless the U.S. attorneys. I hope they go after Trump and just take, they won't be able to put him in jail. Take his money and make him keep fighting you. Of course, he has the money to fight because his cult is donated like $200 million since the election that he can use for his defense. And I think $50 million of it he can use any way he wants. I don't know. It's the whole thing is disgusting. But there are signs of hope. There are signs of hope. Lou Dobbs is out of a job. Yeah, Fox got rid of Lou. Why? Well, when you talk on a network and you incite a company to sue your network for $2.7 billion, they're probably going to cut you loose. Oh, you can cry about it being cancel culture. But Lou Dobbs stuck with the story of election fraud, and he kept saying the Smartmatic machines were fraudulent and this and that. And Smartmatic, the maker of the voting machines, is suing him and Fox News for $2.7 billion. And Fox said, you gotta go. And now he's on Twitter in his feelings, right? They always talk about liberal snowflakes, then they're on Twitter in his feelings. No, you fuck up at your job, you get fired. Personal responsibility? Yeah, that's how it works. I wish it worked that way in everything, you know? I talked about this last week, this country singer. What's his name? Wallen? Let me see his full name. Morgan Wallen. Yeah. So Morgan Wallen, in the driveway, you may not have seen the tape. He called. He just yelled out nigger or was calling somebody a nigger or something like that. And they jumped all over him, right? So his record label cut him out and, you know, the radio station stopped playing him. Of course, his fans... Okay, so music videos and music dropped by country radio, CMT, Academy of Country Music, will halt his involvement in the awards, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, his fans increased his record sales, right? I mean, so this is the thing. They talk about the advance of country music and the, you know, the NASCAR is going to be more open and this and that. But when push comes to shove, these entities go right back to their racist roots. You know, that's the thing. they go right back to their racist roots. So now you have a country star dropping N-bombs, and what happens? His record label did the right thing. Country music television, the award shows all do the right thing. His fans double down on the love. Double down. We love you. You're the best music star there is. Blah, 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 blah. That is, that's it. That's what we have. That's what we deal with. That's the reality. And it's a damn shame. It is a damn shame. You know, oh, and they are Republican. I've said it before. Said it before, I say it again. Not all Republicans are racist, but all racists are Republicans. We have reached a point, the Republican Party has reached a point that Liz Cheney is the voice of reason. Think about that. Dick Cheney's daughter is the voice of reason in the Republican Party. She did an interview with Fox News. Fox, and again, Fox News is starting to tell the truth, which is... That was my mind just blowing. But she said things that they're supposed to say and that politicians are supposed to do. Some of the quotes. The oath that I took to the Constitution compelled me to vote for impeachment. It doesn't bend to partisanship. It doesn't bend to political pressure. It's the most important oath that we take. She called out the lies. The people in the party are mistaken. They believe that BLM and Antifa were behind what happened at the Capitol. It's simply not the case, not true. The extent to which President Trump, for months leading up to January 6th, spread the notion that the election had been stolen or the election was rigged was a lie, and people need to understand that. And on and on, and on and on. Now, that was great. She's still... You know, just to remind you, it's still Liz Cheney, okay? She also said, I think this vote and conference made very clear we are the party of Lincoln and not the party of QAnon or anti-Semitism or white supremacy or conspiracy theories. Yeah, you are. Yeah, Liz, that is exactly what the Republican Party has become. And you guys have allowed it to become that. First of all, this party of Lincoln thing, when are they going to let that go? Because you know that has switched. You know, Abraham Lincoln would not be a Republican in today's Republican Party, okay? But yeah, you are the party of QAnon and anti-Semitism and Holocaust deniers and white supremacy and conspiracy theories. Just look at what's been going on in your party for the last 4 years. I've said this before. It's up to the Republican Party to clean up the Republican Party. The crazy one, Marjorie, whatever the hell her name is, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she should be censored by the Republican Party, not the Democratic Party. Again, big mistake. Big mistake. That's going to come back and bite you in the ass when the other party can stop your congressperson, no matter how crazy they are. But the Republicans should be after Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the Republican Party needs to clean this up, just like what I said with racism and white supremacy and anti-Black Lives Matter, etc. It's going to take white people talking to white people to correct this. They're not going to listen to anyone else. So good for Liz Cheney for speaking up, but go a step farther, Liz, because this is what your party is and who your party has become. And no, we know you're not a Biden supporter or anything else, but you know, this is your party. So clean it up. Okay? She did say, I don't believe the Democrats have any business determining who from the Republicans sit on committees, but we should have dealt with it ourselves. Yeah, that's absolutely true. So good for her. I'll go that far. I'll go that far and say good for Liz Cheney. But better for the Republicans if more of them had the backbone that this woman does. Isn't that funny that the strength of the party, the best, is a woman? And I only say that because that's another group they don't remember. They want to go back to the 1950s. And in the 1950s, women did not have a loud voice. So good for Ms. Cheney for speaking up. Now, this week's podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. We're talking about mental health. And I've said this before, I say it again. We're in a tough time for a lot of people, emotionally, financially, et cetera, et cetera. Talk to somebody. You may need help, Okay, BetterHelp.com. You get 10% off your first month by going to BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. They will help you. You will talk one-on-one with a counselor, with a professional. So many things they can help you with. Listen, we get in our own way. We get in our own way. We get in the way of our own happiness. We get in the way of our own success. I've dealt with this. I've dealt with feelings of being less than, feelings of being not good enough, etc., not deserving of great things that have happened to me. You know, I know what that's like. They have counselors. They have people to help. Depression, stress, anxiety, relationships. Those four right there, that could just be during the pandemic. Okay? Anger, family conflicts, grief, and like I said, self-esteem, all of these things. They have people to help. They're convenient. Okay? You talk to them through the internet, through a phone call. They're professional. They're affordable. BetterHelp.com can help you. And once again, as a listener, you can get 10% off your first month. Go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. Get 10% off the first month. I will tell you this, you are not alone. You're not the only one. You can get help. And you can get better. You can feel better. Some of us have felt bad for so long, we forget what better feels like. Give yourself a chance. Try BetterHelp.com. Thank you. So, continuing with the podcast and this past week, how about Tom Brady? Okay, can we talk about that for a moment? Can we talk about a quarterback? And even if you're not a football fan, again, you don't have to be a sports fan to admire great achievements. I believe that. Now, I'm going to tell you, for those who are sports fans, you know, I grew up in New York, okay? I am genetically unable to root for a Boston team. That's how deep the rivalries go between Boston and New York. But Tom Brady has proven beyond any doubt he is the GOAT, the greatest of all time. The man has been to 10 Super Bowls and won 7 of them. That is amazing. So kudos to Tom Brady, and my apologies to the city of Tampa, because last August I was doing jokes about how old Tom Brady is, you know, and then he wins the Super Bowl. People, Tom Brady is old enough to have gotten his vaccine, okay? No, really, it is just such a great thing to see. It wasn't the greatest games. It was actually kind of boring, and it's all kind of talk about the weekend and his performance at halftime, but man, what a tough time and tough way to perform, you know, dealing with protocols and who knows how they had rehearsals with all those dancers and everything else. So he put on a good show is what I'd say. Not, you know, not the greatest, certainly not the worst. He did the best he could, and I think he put his heart into it and did a pretty good show, especially under the circumstances. Here's some more good news, okay? 54% of Americans say they have more emergency savings than credit card debt. Now, you know, we are a nation that runs on debt. And credit card debt got people in a lot of trouble, especially during the last big recession. And the Obama administration had to put in all these rules against predatory lending, et cetera, that the banks were doing. And they were screwing people over. College kids get these credit cards with no jobs, and you start life off with credit card debt and everything else. So the idea that more than half of America have more in emergency savings and credit card debt is huge. It's huge. And that's 5% percentage points higher than last year's pre-pandemic survey. So I guess we're spending less money. You wouldn't know it by Amazon, but yeah, I guess we're spending less money on credit cards. So that's a good thing. Increasing emergency fund is a higher priority for more Americans than paying down their credit card debt. Yeah, we kind of learned that it's good to have some money put away right now, right? In case the world shuts down in a pandemic and work goes away. And good luck to everyone who's having serious financial trouble. Let's hope that stimulus check, which I know, whether it be $1,400 or $2,000, it's not going to solve all your problems, but it would help. It would help. So let's hope that those checks get out there soon. I'm going to wrap up with a couple. I guess I should have done these earlier, but these are stories that just bother me because, you know why? Because their lives are wasted. Their lives absolutely wasted, and we have to put an end to the ridiculous waste of life, okay? Timothy Wilkes, 20-year-old YouTuber, plans to do a YouTube video pranking people in Nashville by waving a butcher knife and telling them they're being robbed and coming at them and this and that. And yeah, so what happened? They approach a group of people, and one of the people, a guy named David Starnes Jr., pulls out a gun and shot Wilkes because he thought his life was in jeopardy. You know, because he didn't think you were doing a YouTube prank as you came to him waving a butcher knife. So here's a 20-year-old dead, okay? The man who shot him, his life is messed up. There's a lot of guilt that goes with shooting people. He thought he was protecting himself. He thought it was self-defense, and then he finds out the whole thing was a prank. So that there's another life ruined, and then the families involved, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ridiculous. So you can get some YouTube views or YouTube likes. What the hell? In Flint, Michigan, a man died. Why? Because a cannon exploded, fired in celebration of the baby shower. Remember cards? Remember when you're going to have a baby and you mailed out cards? Why is that not good enough? Why does that not work anymore? How about that? How about just send out a card? And we're having a baby. Yeah. No, instead, these people, and no charges have been filed. You know, it's an accident, but let's see. I'm looking for the names. I don't see the names. Basically, what happened, the homeowner bought the cannon. Bought the cannon at an auction. Said they fired it several times beforehand. May or may not be true. Who knows? And they decided they're going to fire this cannon. Well, what happened is, I don't know if you've ever seen a cannon fired. I was in Cape Town last year, and I saw them do it the old school way, where they put in the gunpowder, and they pack it down with that stick. And there's a whole procedure. You've seen it in old movies and stuff like that. That's what they do. So these people put the gunpowder in the cannon, went to fire the cannon. The cannon exploded, and the shrapnel killed a 26-year-old guy, Evan Silva. 26 years old, dead because of a cannon exploding. Now, again, his life gone, his family's life messed up. The family that was holding the baby shower, imagine. What kind of memories do you have now? You'll always have that. That's always going to be connected in the memory of this baby shower and this baby. Just horrible for the stupidest of reasons. Because we want to fire a real cannon. What the hell? Well, it is what it is. And the last thing I want to talk about, and it's kind of sad. Yesterday, Chick Corea died. Chick Corea, just a brilliant jazz pianist, part of jazz for 50 years, since the 60s, had a band called Return to Forever, wrote a song called Spain, which is a jazz icon, has played all around the world with any and everybody you can imagine. I was lucky enough to meet him in 2018 on a jazz cruise. Definitely one of my heroes. His record, Vulcan Worlds with Return to Forever, was actually the first album I ever bought. So another great artist is lost, 79 years old, died of cancer. And wow. So thank you, Chick Corea, for all you've given us. And to the people listening out there, thank you for listening. Stay safe. I hope you get the vaccine. I hope you get the shot. Things are going to be all right. Things are getting better. This impeachment thing is going to pass. Hopefully we get Trump out of the news. That would be a good thing. Let's go back to, we're back at intelligence in the White House. Now we got to clean up the Senate. Oh, to get rid of Cruz and Lindsey Graham, the country would move ahead so fast. But anyway, You guys are great. Who's paying attention? You are. I so appreciate your support on the podcast. I love you. Take care of yourself. Stay safe. Enjoy. And hey, happy Valentine's Day, right? Sunday's the day we celebrate relationships and love. And, you know, if you have somebody, if you don't have somebody, whatever, it's Valentine's Day. Don't get caught up in any negative thoughts or feelings. Have a great weekend. Be good to yourself. Thank you.